I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for the business side this week with Tom Wilms, the editor of Business Lexington. Hello again, Tom.
Hello, Alan. How are you?
Very well. We've got a roundup of some business-related headlines. Let's start first with the Town Branch Fund partnering with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers on an environmental study for Town Branch Park. What's up with that?
Yeah, well, that project is moving right along. Personally, I've been wondering, the state of Town Branch and of the site, what they might do to mitigate that. And as soon as I started to wonder, an announcement came out that the Town Branch Fund, they're going to partner with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers on an environmental study and a site survey in preparation for moving ahead with schematic design and construction.
This was pretty much expected, correct?
Yes, it was expected. It is a positive step in moving things along. So they're going to do things like monitor the water flow, do a site assessment, a geotechnical survey, boundary survey, topographic survey, everything you might expect, and paying particular attention to exactly how and where to bring sections of the Town Branch Creek to the surface and where they might expand that into some of the features that they would like to see within the park.
All right, staying downtown, Lexington City Center continues to take shape. What's the latest there?
They've announced that the two hotels in the project, the Lexington Marriott City Center and Residence Inn Lexington Center, are both on track to open around the fall of 2019.
And we're getting some glimpses as to what some of these luxury accommodations will mean.
They look pretty nice. One thing to note is, I didn't know this until the release came across, is that these projects will be the first newly constructed high-end, in the Marriott's case, and extended stay, in the Residence Inn's case, hotels to be constructed in downtown Lexington in more than 30 years. So a lot more rooms, 336 guest rooms combined total coming to downtown Lexington. And as you mentioned, the Marriott will have amenities such as deluxe bathrooms and floor-to-ceiling windows and a very large lobby with a bar for gathering spaces. And the Residence Inn will offer some additional amenities as well. They'll have grocery delivery for folks who would like that, as well as a on-site market that's going to be open 24 hours.
And we already have seen the manifestation of City Center with the brand new sign that just went up a while back.
Yes, a new sign, and the siding on the building is really coming together. The project is really taking shape. Folks can see what might be in store for downtown.
All right, and you recently did an in-depth interview with what I would consider a legendary individual in our town and in all of Kentucky, talking about Jim Host. What did you find out there?
Yeah, Jim Host. Actually, I assigned that. That was our writer, Jim Warren. Folks might remember him from the Herald Leader. He actually worked for Jim Host for a number of years, so he enjoyed reconnecting with his old boss and finding out what Jim has been up to. He's at work on a book about his career, which is not surprising. Plenty to say there. No set publication date yet, but he says he's nearly finished with the first draft. Plenty to cover. I mean, anybody who is an entrepreneur or follows UK sports in this town is looking forward to reading this book, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. He's got a million stories. I spoke with him at length just recently about the 40th anniversary of the Kentucky Horse Park and for the Oral History Department at UK. And there was a number of stories like, oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, the horse park, the building of Rupp Arena, the KFC Yum Center in Louisville, introducing corporate sponsorships into NCAA sports and basically ushering in the era of modern collegiate basketball. He's had his hand in there's so many projects.
And we were talking about the history of Lexington, and as far as the business community, you all recently talked to a number of, shall we say, multi-generation businesses in our town, and there's a feature on that too recently.
Yeah, we just did a feature as the end of year issue, our December issue, kind of a nice time to look back, and we took it way back, finding some of Lexington's oldest businesses, and worked with Foster Ackerman Jr. down at the Lexington History Museum, helped us source that, and we found Millward Funeral Directors actually is Lexington's oldest independently owned business still in operation, and they started in 1825.
Wow. And then other names that people might know would be Barney Miller's, Orem Florist, Stites and Harbison. The list goes on and on.
Yes, yes, it does. What's interesting, what's neat about this feature is obviously times change, technology changes, businesses change, and so the takeaway lesson is just how these, in many cases, family-run and multi-generational businesses have adapted and changed their model and continue to thrive in the 21st century.
Well, that is all the time that we have for today's Business Side. Our guest has been Tom Wilms, the editor of Business Lexington. And you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Tom.
You too. Thanks so much, Alan.